Good morning, Cascadia. You're listening to your community radio station, KBOO, Portland, Oregon, 90.7 FM. Today's Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009. And this is Air Cascadia. Long on content, short on time. I'm Chris Andre.
And I'm Liam Delta.
First, I want to let you know that what you heard just before the KBOO AM news theme was Bullies, again by Dave Robicks. It's a wonderful song, and we may adopt it as possibly one of our alternate morning themes. First off, a national headline for change. This is such good news, you just have to hear it right away. A federal judge yesterday ordered the release of Albert Foxwood, one of the Angola Three, been in prison for 37 years.
Turns out that pesticides combine to increase their deadliness to salmon, and here we thought it was to sea lions.
All along. And in Virginia, protesters shut down the headquarters of Dominion Power, the company that's planning to build yet another huge coal-fired plant.
Portland area weather, showers today, breezy in the gorge, highs around 55, and then tonight, showers, light rain, generally wet, and tempers in the 30s. That's according to the National Weather Service, who hasn't been doing too well lately.
In other words, what Leon is saying is, look outside. That's the weather. First off, in regional news from around Cascadia, NOAA researchers find that common agricultural pesticides that attack the nervous systems of salmon can turn more deadly when they combine with other pesticides. They were expecting that the harmful effect would add up as they accumulated in the water, but they were surprised to find a deadly synergy occurred with some combinations, which made the deadly synergy occurred with some combinations which made the mix even more harmful than at lower levels of exposure than the sum of the parts. This often happens in chemistry. It really shouldn't have been a surprise. The findings suggest that the current practice of testing pesticides one at a time to see how much is needed to kill a fish fails to show the true risk, especially for fish protected by the Endangered Species Act. And, as Liam said earlier, here we were thinking that it was those sea lions.
Mm-hmm. The state has launched a new tool to help track the health effects of pollution. The new system is part of a national network led by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that will provide similar data for 17 states. Oregon health officials say there's mounting evidence that pollutants in air, water, soil, and food have an impact on health. Duh.
You think? Oregon lawmakers likely will pursue a bigger gasoline tax increase than the 2 cent a gallon hike Governor Ted Kulongoski is proposing. There's broad support in the capital for upgrading Oregon's transportation system. It's the largest single public works program being considered by the 2009 legislature. But there is less agreement, actually, on how to pay for such an effort. Of course, no one dares mention the T word. Here's an idea. If you line up all the people that oppose paying state taxes, those people get no roads, no schools, no police, no fire prisons, no libraries, no parks for you. And when you get in a huge car accident because of the bad roads, you get turned away at the ER. Happy now, tax activists?
Mm. The Securities and Exchange Commission has filed a fraud complaint against Sunwest Management. Sunwest runs one of the largest chains of retirement homes in the country. The commission claims that Sunwest lied to investors about its operations, concealed risks from them, and exposed them to massive losses when the recession triggered Sunwest's collapse. Sunwest manages 250 senior housing projects in 37 states. It had defaulted on a number of loans last year when it began to run out of cash and couldn't tap into any more credit. Never mind that the company's been dogged by elder abuse. Now it's about money, so things are going to happen.
That's right. You don't mess with the investors. Monaco Coach Corporation said yesterday that it has given termination notices to most of its remaining workers and that it may need to shut down permanently. Monaco Coach has been hammered by the continued downturn in RV demand. RV sales are tied closely to consumer confidence, which has hit historical lows amid the recession and rising unemployment. Here's an idea. Maybe Monaco could offer its destitute workforce an RV each when they lose their homes.
More than 400 people showed up at the annual rally for immigration reform in Salem last week, more than double the usual number. Organizers of Immigrant Action Day at Chemeketa Community College in Salem say the turnout sends a message to the Obama administration and Congress about the need for comprehensive reform. It drew protests by 25 to 30 members of the Oregon chapter of the Minutemen and Oregonians for Immigration Reform. They claim tax dollars are helping undocumented immigrants.
A new study shows the state spends far more on prisons and jails than it does on managing probation and parole. The Pew, of course it does. Prisons, it's a, you know, the Corrections Corporation of America, of course, it's the prison industrial complex. Parole doesn't make any money for investors. The Pew Center study showed Oregon was no different than other states, pouring millions and millions of dollars into prison systems to deal with growing criminal populations. And schools still get far less per student than the prison industrial complex gets per prisoner. If you're an investor in the prison business, an uneducated population means limitless profit.
33 Washington counties have been declared a federal disaster area due to severe winter weather. The declaration was issued yesterday by President Obama. It was in response to public facility damage and emergency response costs. The storm affected the area from December 12th through January 5th. But let's get in front of the situation and declare the whole country a disaster area, because if we think the economic meltdown is harsh, wait till we see what climate change can do.
And now, Earth Day. Yes, it's back. Of course, Earth Day organizers are hoping an army of volunteers will heed President Barack Obama's call to service and turn out for the annual celebration next month to make lasting improvements to the nation's parks, schools, and beaches. Earth Day is celebrated worldwide every April 22nd, but you wouldn't know it from the shape that the climate's in right now.
In Bremerton, Washington, someone used counterfeit 20s to pay for Girl Scout cookies. Troop leader K.C. Gettings says she went to a bank Saturday to get change and was told she had two counterfeit $20 bills. There was an additional $60 worth of fake bills. There was an additional $60 worth of fake bills in the cookie receipts for a total loss of $100. Only in America.
That's just wrong, isn't it? maybe the Girl Scouts should go into printing money instead of cookies.
Or they can.
Obviously, it's just working. Before we go on to D.C. With Spencer Raymond, I just have this this story that we want to get right out there. In New Orleans yesterday, a federal judge ordered the state to release one of the Angola 3 inmates. Albert Wood Fox is free from a maximum security prison cell for the first time in 37 years. Wood Fox is still awaiting his third trial for the 1972 murder of a Louisiana penitentiary guard. This happened at a time when Wood Fox and others were organizing as Black Panthers to end inmate gang rapes and other violence. Let me just bring that home for you. He was organizing with other Black Panthers in Angola State Penitentiary to end inmate gang rapes and other violence. U.S. District Court Judge James Brady yesterday ruled that Wood Fox has the right to freedom while awaiting the state's appeal. Now we go to D.C. Dirt with Spencer Raymond. Good morning, Spencer. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Chris.
So yesterday, the Justice Department released a long secret legal document from 2001 in which the Bush administration claimed the military could search and seize terror suspects in the United States without warrants.
That's right, Chris. I mean, when I saw this, I mean, what that memo basically says is, look, when it comes to terrorist suspects, not only does the law not apply to us, but the Constitution, the rule of the law of the land does not apply to the Bush administration, to the FBI, to any investigators looking into anything like this. And, you know, it was always kind of assumed with the Bush administration, based on their policies and their kind of feelings and statements to these sorts of things, that that is what was going on. But it wasn't until this memo was released yesterday that we learned, yes, in fact, there was a direct order that basically said, disregard the law as long as you are working on terror suspects.
So one only has to wonder what more they're going to find when they start looking under rocks. Spencer, thank you so much for that. It's a brief one today. We have to move on because we've got a few more stories to cover here. But this is something to talk about more in the future.
Yes.
Thank you so much. That, of course, was KBOO Spencer Raymond joining us, as he does every weekday with DC Dirt.
In Helena, Montana, government witnesses who are victims of asbestos exposure have waived their right to observe the W.R. Grace & Company environmental crimes trial. Prosecutors made contact with the 26 remaining witnesses over the weekend. On Sunday, they notified the judge that none of them would exercise their rights under the Crime Victims' Rights Act. Wonder if the W.R. Grace thugs had something to do with that.
Yeah, there might have been a little coercion going on there. Victims and witnesses decide they don't actually want to talk about it anymore. Wonder about that. And now this, the Blue Ridge Earth First Group, that's out in the east in Virginia, shut down Dominion Power's headquarters in Richmond, Virginia, yesterday for close to 2 hours, the beginning of the workday when everybody was pouring into the building. Dominion is one of these companies that's planning to build yet another huge coal-fired power plant in a state already stricken with the effects of mountaintop removal. The action was taken by Blue Ridge Earth First. They're the Virginia-based chapter of the decentralized Global Earth First movement. As supporters stood by, holding signs in a large banner reading, "No coal, no compromise, Earth First." Three activists locked down to trash cans filled with concrete and blocked both lanes of the only road in and out of the office complex on the banks of the James River in Richmond.
This has been Headlines and Commentary from Air Cascadia for Tuesday, March 3rd, 2009. Today's editor is Chris Andre. Engineering is Janet Anderson. The KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director is Kathleen Stevenson. I'm Liam Delta.
And I'm Chris Andre. You're listening to member-supported KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM. Your support and your support only keeps us subverting the dominant paradigm. Thank you so much, members.
Coming up next, Flashpoints. They're going to talk about the massive civil disobedience that shut down the coal power plant in Virginia.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a good day.